Hello, and welcome to True Crime Mondays. Today, we'll be talking about the mysterious case of Alyssa Lamb. She disappeared in 2013. So, Ben, what do you know about this case?
Okay, so, basically, she was a tourist visiting downtown Los Angeles and staying
at a hotel. A Chinese tourist?
Canadian tourist.
Wait, Canadian Chinese tourist.
Okay, don't interrupt me. Basically, she went missing, and then a lot of people in the hotel were reporting that the water tasted bad, and the water was like weird colors, and also that the water pressure was low. So then they check the water tanks, and turns out there's a dead body in the water tank. And it's Alyssa Lamb's body.
Ooh, spicy.
Ew.
You just say ooh, spicy about someone's death.
Spicy as in, like, spicy details, like, spicy case.
I've never heard anybody say that before. No way she could have gone in there herself. And there's, like, no way someone could have locked her in. And let me get a more detailed story on this.
So basically, people were like, start noticing that the water was weird, which is kind of disturbing now that you think about it. But people were drinking somebody's corpse for like a couple weeks. And then.
Yeah, like, they were drinking someone's like blood and rot, and that must not have been good.
And the. The security camera footage is very, very weird. If you you can watch it on Wikipedia. The footage is basically an elevator. She gets in the elevator. Then she, like, looks out. She pretty much steps out and then looks around in the hallway. And then she steps out and starts talking to somebody. We don't know who she's talking to. She's just, like,
interesting.
Talking to someone very weirdly.
So, like,
it's... And she... When she looks out, she's, like, she looks scared that someone's watching her or something.
Interesting.
And she...
Yeah?
She had, she had bipolar.
She was bipolar. Which is interesting. That kind of points it towards suicide.
She was taking medications, but she wasn't, like, unstable or anything. That's...
Well, it says here in the article I'm reading right now that she didn't take the medication that day.
Interesting.
Which kind of points towards suicide, but...
Yeah.
It's suspicious of her talking to a person that nobody knows. Like, they can't bring that guy into interview and say that he's innocent.
Okay, the really suspicious thing is the doors and the staircase to get to the top is locked. Only the staff know the passcodes and keys.
So maybe someone let her through?
Any attempt of force would have triggered an alarm.
So wait, maybe like...
So then someone definitely let her through.
The hotel's fire escape could have let her bypass those security measures.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was probably fire escape.
Okay.
Another thing is how she got into the tank. All four tanks are 4 by 8 feet, cylinders propped up on concrete walls. There's no fixed access to them, and hotel workers had to use a ladder to look at the water. They were protected by heavy lids that would be difficult to replace from within. The hotel employee who found the body said the lid was open at the time, removing the issue of how she could have closed the lid from inside.
So wait, this sounds like a suicide. It's not really unsolved. So wait, what if she was like murdered, but she was compliant in her own murder? The guy in the elevator murdered her, but like she forced him to do it or something. like she.
Wait, but how would that even be possible? Because then there'd be DNA evidence of someone else or something, like maybe in the elevator, like some blood or something.
No, not like he, not like he forced her to do it. She forced him to do it. Like she, like became insane or something.
Uh huh. So like she forced him to put her in the water.
Like he for, like the guy had access to the roof, opened the roof uh-huh. for her. And then, like, open the lid. I don't know what about the lid makes sense, because she could just as easily, like, jumped off the building or something. Like, that's where I'm a little confused. Like, why would she go in the water tank?
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to make it look like a murder?
Like, what if she... I don't know. Like, why would she want to make it look like a murder? Like, how would she get the guy... to be compliant? Like, there's some missing key details. Like,
like you remember last time you said for the Kurt Cobain case that, you know, you murder a celebrity by making it look like a suicide? Maybe this is the reverse. She made her suicide look like a murder for some reasoning that she had at the time.
Maybe she had, like, a vendetta against that person, like, went up to talk to that person to get, like, framed on him. And then, like...
No, okay, wait.
She somehow gained access to, like, the keys. Like, she...
No, she used the fire escape.
Okay, so she used the fire escape. How do you know? She used the fire
escape. There was scent trail left near the fire escape.
So she used the fire escape, made it look like a murder, and then...
No, okay, so... The lid was open, so she didn't close it behind herself. And she was naked inside the tank.
Odd.
I think this was definitely a suicide.
Yeah. Okay, my opinion, what happened is she, like, somehow, like, bipolar, probably pointing towards, you know.
What?
That she, you know, killed herself? Like,
the what? Side effect okay, of bipolar wait, is suicidalness, but I think, and she didn't take her like medication for some reason, like, she became paranoid, like, or something.
You see, the video was, like, weird. She was talking to someone, and there's nobody there. So,
Help me. Maybe she was, like, I don't know. Wait.
It was, like, undiagnosed.
Wait, I want to know, what is bipolar disorder? I actually don't
it's
know.
It's, like, where you have, like, two personalities.
No, that's not what bipolar is. No,
like, that's my guess, is that you have, like, two personalities. But is that what it is?
No, that's not what bipolar is.
What is it?
Bipolar, hold on, let me get the exact thing. Bipolar is a maniac depression. Basically, it's like depression, and like it basically causes depression. It makes you like aggressive. It's just messing with your mind. Like, I don't know how to describe it very well. It gives you like mood swings. It makes you depressed. It's suicidal. But...
Oh, okay, wait. What's it? Oxford Dictionary defines it well. Bipolar disorder, noun, psychiatry. A mental condition marked by alternating periods of elation and depression.
Yeah, well, you're thinking of BPD, which is borderline personality disorder, which is multiple personalities. This person definitely did not have BPD.
Well, no, it says bipolar disorder. That's the definition.
BPD is borderline personality disorder. Bipolar is different.
Right. Literally, I looked up define bipolar disorder, and according to Google Dictionary, which pulls references from Oxford Languages, bipolar disorder spelled out means what I just said.
No, borderline personality disorder and bipolar are different.
I know. Oh, wait, she didn't have bipolar. She had borderline personality?
No, she... You're thinking of BPD, which is borderline personality disorder.
No, oh, earlier.
Personalities.
Earlier. Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah.
No, bipolar.
She definitely did not have multiple personalities. She might have been like schizophrenic and been hearing things, but I don't think she had multiple personalities.
Could it have connected?
Maybe she like stopped taking medication, had something undiagnosed, and then like it just came up. She saw like somebody she really hated. And thought, like, I could blame my suicide on this guy.
No, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression.
Bipolar disorder has the side effect of depression.
Ben, would you please send me the article you're using? Because I'm using one from the BBC. Which one are you using?
From Wikipedia.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, so bipolar makes you depressed. Depression is depression. You know what depression is.
And it can make you suicidal.
No. Oh my God. Suicidal. I'm not going to try to explain this to you guys.
No, I'm just saying that severe depression can make you suicidal, yes?
Yes. Depression can make you suicidal. That's what I was trying to say. But you're more likely to be suicidal from the bipolar, which causes depression.
Okay. Would it be feasible for there to be a chain reaction of basically, this person has bipolar disorder, their bipolar disorder causes them to be depressed, which becomes severe and causes them to become suicidal, which causes them to commit the act of suicide?
Okay, I'm going to explain bipolar to you real quick. If you're bipolar, you might get mood swings, get aggressive for no reason. Like you just get angry at somebody and you don't know why. And you just might be really depressive. You might just have like weeks on end where you're just depressed. You don't feel like getting out of bed and might feel suicidal. Like you might feel like just dying one day, and like left untreated can be quite dangerous. But depression, on the other hand, is only part of that. Like you don't get the mood swings, the aggression. You just feel like, well, it's different for everybody, but you might not feel like, I can't get out of bed today. Like, I just can't do this. Like, or I just feel like I'm wearing a mask all the time. But
bipolar—that's depression?
Depression plus a little on top. Depression, severe depression can lead to suicidalness, but bipolar is already suicidal.
Interesting. Okay.
I know it might be a little confusing.
Okay.
And schizophrenic is like hearing voices and seeing
things. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All okay. Right. Let's.
Do you understand?
So do we agree that they kill themselves?
Yeah, I think it's most likely. Is she?
Okay.
I think do we know that? It's likely that she killed herself, and then the circumstances were really suspicious. Like, she might have made it look like a murder.
Some people think it's ghosts, because there was, like, a serial killer that died in that hotel.
I don't believe it's ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts.
I believe ghosts could exist. I don't know if they do.
What about you, Ben? Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
See, ghosts just don't exist. I've never seen a ghost, and a ghost has never seen me.
Bro, there's just a ghost listening to this and crying in your room, probably.
Like, imagine this might be a little weird, but imagine we're ghosts, and we're just haunting, like, somebody, and, like, they just don't know it.
That'd be weird. It's like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, like, we all just died, and then there's, like, one person that's actually alive, and they're, like, going insane.
We're like spectator mode because we died on the server and it's hardcore, so we can no longer.
Well, life is hardcore.
I know.
Like, imagine we're just like dead. This is going off topic a little bit. Can we cut that out?
Yeah, let's move on to the next case.
All right. So, the Elisa Lamp ruled as a suicide. Is that enough for a entire podcast?
No, it's only been like 17, 18 minutes.
We could start making shorter episodes.
Yes.
I mean, I could, but I'd like them to be at least like 30 minutes. Let's do one more case.
All right. Just cut that out.
Okay. I don't really need to.
No, I just don't.
No one watches it.
I mean, yeah, that's true. It's just going to be us. What about The Cape Intruder. Let's see.
The what?
The Cape Intruder.
The Cape Intruder.
It's a less well-known one.
Okay.
It's basically a guy that just snuck into people's rooms and watched them sleep.
Weird.
So creepy. Imagine a guy just breaks into your house, doesn't touch anything, doesn't break anything, and just watches you sleep like all night.
And then just leaves.
And it's unsolved, so like he's still out there.
Interesting. It's like, it's a Facebook post is what I'm seeing.
I'm reading an article right now.
Okay.
Like, it happened in 2005, Cape Town, Cape Elizabeth, Maine. Is that a small town?
Cape Elizabeth? Let's see, Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
Yeah, it seems like a smaller town.
Size.
Yeah, Matt, that's so weird.
Population, like, as of the 2020 census, Cape Elizabeth had a population of 9,535, according to Wikipedia.
9,000 people? That's pretty small. Like, we have almost that much in, like, our school.
9,000.
Yeah, that's still not much.
We have 2,000 in the school.
You don't have to take everything so literally.
It's also, if you want to know the literal land size, it's about 45.93 square miles.
But that's weird. Like, in 9,000 people, one of them just goes out and just watches people sleep.
Yeah, that's strange.
So creepy.
Yeah, so let's try to solve it.
Like, how? It's unsolved.
Maybe we could look for similar criminals and see if any of them, you know, were from this area. Or, like, near enough to be suspicious.
Ben, what do you think?
About what?
The case.
Which case?
The case we're talking about right now.
I wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening.
Get me on up to speed.
We're talking about the Cape Intruder.
Yeah.
They intrude capes.
This person basically was like, lived in a small town in Maine called Cape Elizabeth. And they went into people's houses, didn't break anything, didn't take anything, just watched them sleep.
Why?
They just watched the people. I don't know. It's unsolved. They just watched those people sleep. It's weird.
I already solved the case, like, just by hearing it. Okay, I already know.
Oh.
You know, doctors that specialize in sleep.
What?
Why would it be a doctor? Doctors that specialize in sleep.
What is it called again? It's called somnologist. Somnologist. It's probably just some somnologist doing studies on people's sleep.
It's like when people used to get cadavers illegally.
So a doctor would break into people's houses and do research on
research illegally, basically.
It's just like watch them sleep and get research done. That's definitely
It's similar to when people would get cadavers illegally, right? It's like a similar analogy. Basically, that was illegal and it was for research. This is also illegal and it might be for research.
Yeah, but why would you break into somebody's house and just ask them, hey, can we do some research on while you sleep? Just like offer like 50 bucks. I don't know.
There's strange people out there, man.
Wait, what is it called? The Cape?
The Intruder. Cape Intruder.
Wait.
Okay. Do they even have any of those doctors there?
So basically, okay, so according to a Facebook post, a sketch is shown in the Facebook post of a man in his early 20s, and that's the one that's described in the post as well. And apparently he would invade people's houses who had unlocked doors.
Bro, I think it's just some guy memeing.
And it says, after some intrusions in August, December, and February, he never did break in again. And it was, okay, so basically it says, a rough sketch depicting a man in his early 20s played on the local news. Everybody seemed to think they knew who it was, and the police received a number of calls from concerned citizens naming possible suspects. Although two people named the same person, the police never did catch the cape intruder. After some intrusions in August, December, and February, he never did break in again.
Honestly, this seems like a pretty easy case. Like, I think it was just some bored white guy from Maine who found some doors unlocked.
Bruh.
And just...
You really gotta say white guy. Really.
He was a white guy and the police didn't go after him. I'm just saying, if this was a black guy, they would be like all over
him. I mean, in the sketch, they clearly look white.
Yeah, if this was a black guy, they would have been like all over him. Like, they've done like a police raid by now.
I mean, yeah, that's quite possibly true.
But
that if it was a black person, that they would get a lot more police attention.
Yeah, just some bored white guy from Maine who broke into people's houses to get some entertainment. Creepy, but it's probably true, and like it's a small town, so they've all probably met the guy. He's probably like really introverted, which is why he thought like that stuff is okay to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not too familiar with like societal norms. Like, he didn't know that you can't just watch people when they sleep.
Yeah, maybe they suffer, maybe they were struggling with a mental challenge. Like,
that would make sense.
Mental illness? I don't know which is the correct term, but...
Mental illness.
Okay. That could have been the case, like, a mental illness or multiple.
Like, it would make sense that he was mentally unstable or something.
Yeah. I don't know if unstable is the right word, but I do get what you mean.
Yeah, like, he wasn't the worst person to do something weird like this. Like, he didn't go off and murder somebody.
Yeah,
on the other hand, what he did was pretty creepy and messed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, imagine a guy just breaks into your house and then he just watches you sleep. Like,
he didn't break in. He went into people's houses with unlocked doors.
That's like saying, oh, I didn't break and enter, I just broke in.
Oh, I thought you literally meant break in. But yeah, he did intrude. He did intrude. Yeah,
he broke into their houses and just watched you sleep.
It break, like, open the door.
Yeah, so unlocked. That's why I was saying intrude. But anyway, that's a pointless argument.
Yeah, like, he literally, that's the definition of breaking in.
Earlier in the Facebook post, it says, back in 2005, in the affluent town of Cape Elizabeth, Maine, the community experienced something unnerving. So it was in 2005. That much we do know.
The guy's probably like long gone right by now.
Really? I mean, he looked. It said later in the thing.
No, I mean,
it
says, not dead, but like he's probably doesn't live there anymore.
Oh, maybe. Like, likely.
Maybe he did like the crime to some other places, but like he just didn't get away with it and just got like put away or something.
Maybe.
Like, he didn't have an arrest warrant out for him. Like, nobody knew who he was.
I mean, if he's put away, then maybe he would have confessed to the rest of it, right? So we would have known, but...
No, but why would he confess to, like, breaking and entering? Like, the police probably would have put him away for longer. Like,
true.
He's probably learned his lesson and just went away.
Probably because he got too much publicity.
What would he do for publicity, though? Nobody knows who he was.
Or everyone just started locking their doors.
Yeah, we should probably lock our doors. Like, who knows? He could be, like, right here in this town. or where you live, kind listener. Like, nobody knows who he is, where he is. He could be anywhere.
Bro, that's nightmare fuel right there.